If we exclude Thursday price action in the euro, there was a clear trend of U.S. dollar selling. This trend has been making sense when considering a Fed that hinted at the possibility of being open to a pause on rate hikes and also the market pricing in rate cuts, and when considering ongoing banking woes in the U.S. And while the ECB went ahead and hiked rates as expected, while Lagarde stressed no pause in the tightening cycle, this was largely what the market was expecting, leaving room for the euro to sell off on the fact. But overall, as we head into Friday, we're seeing a bit of a weird dynamic where the US dollar is selling off and stocks are selling off at the same time. Normally, with risk off, one might expect a higher dollar. But again, with the Fed perhaps starting to consider a pivot and with all of the banking vulnerabilities in the US, it does seem to make sense that the buck has been hit as well. Still, if this risk off flow keeps up, we have a hard time seeing the dollar not wanting to reverse course on the traditional flight to safety. Looking ahead, key standouts on Friday's calendar include Eurozone retail sales, Canada employment, and of course, the monthly employment report out of the US. That's all for now.